Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and may I have your attention? The show where we discuss how to stand out in today's busy marketing world and how to form that personality that gets you the followers that you want and that want to follow you. I want to thank you for coming back with me again. My name is Steve Bartetsko, Bowtie Steve, and I welcome you back to the show. I want to take a moment today to share a little bit about why I started this show in particular and what has been so difficult for me, frankly, over the length of my lifetime. And I'm going to start this in how I got over it. And yet first, a story. You see, years ago, first grade, as a matter of fact, I happened to be running over to the bathroom at school. I went to a private Catholic school for my first 8 years of grade school. I always wore the same darn uniform every day. I tell you what, anyone who went to that private school, you know what I'm talking about. You get really tired of wearing that same thing all the time. And yet there was a comfort in a way of not having to make that decision. When you look back at it, it's one less decision that you had to make. Yet at the time was certainly challenging. Well, first grade, running in to use the bathroom one time, some smart ass kid, I tell you what, some smart aleck comes out of the bathroom as I'm attempting to go in, and he stops me and just a snide remark says, "Hey, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. This is the boys' room." Well, there's two implications in this case, right? The first one, you're not a boy. That one did not stick. However, the second one he made, the second comment, "You don't belong," that's the one that stuck with me. And as a matter of fact, it stuck with me to the point that I did not want to use that bathroom anymore. The entire year, I didn't want to go back into that bathroom. It got so bad to the fact that I would actually hold in when I needed to use a bathroom. I attempted to hold it in, or I would find another bathroom to go to. And this was the one main bathroom for the entire campus here. And it got so bad sometimes I could not hold it in, as a matter of fact. So poor little me, first grade me, running around at this point. And unfortunately, I was not always able to hold it in. And my mom, as a matter of fact, had to bring some new clothes for me on occasion. Not my brightest, not my best moment, not where I look back and think of with pride, and yet it's certainly part of my past. The unfortunate thing is this perpetuated into more, is when I had this feeling of I don't belong, this is the one that stuck with me. I don't belong. And it's always been that feeling or that desire to belong, to not stand out, to not get made fun of. I lived that way for years. As a matter of fact, my entire schooling, what I would do is I would stay quiet until I felt comfortable. And then finally would start making these comments. And all of a sudden people were looking at me of, "Who in the world is this? Who in the world is making these comments? We've never heard you speak before." And yet I did that for years. As a matter of fact, I didn't want to feel like an outcast in any way. And as such, I decided, well, if I'm unable to speak to some people, if I'm unable to open up, that must mean that I can't do that. That must mean I'm an introvert. It must mean that I'm okay being on my own. The truth inside was I longed for those connections. I longed for those relationships. I longed for that feeling of companionship, of belonging, of friendship. And yet I never had it. And this went on a good 30 years or so in my life, sadly. This feeling of I don't belong, this feeling of I'm an introvert, I can't go talk to people. And I had this prevailing thought no matter what I did, whether it was attempting to make new friends, whether it was, heck, the first day of school, every year I would get extremely nervous, almost sick to my stomach. Even though I went to a private school where I had roughly the same 30 people in my class every day and every year, the same 30 people, what did I have to be scared of? And yet the same idea continued on for years afterwards, is I don't belong, I don't fit in, I'm not able to do this. To the point that years ago, a few years back, I happened to see someone as I'm driving along. I happened to see someone on the side of the road, and I thought to myself, wow, that person's really attractive. I'd really like to go talk to them. And as happens, I had the traditional thought that always occurred to me at the time, is these objections, these internal objections that immediately come up. I can't do this. I can't go talk to them. I'm unable to do that. You cannot do that. You're an introvert. It's not possible. The same objections that beat us down as entrepreneurs, right? I can't do this. This won't work. I'm not worthy of doing it. People won't like me. People won't like what I have to say. Yet oddly, at the time, after I thought this, I can't do it. I can't go talk to somebody. This time was different. This time I heard a different voice from the back of my head that said, they don't know that. And I stopped. What do you mean? I thought. And again, I heard it. They don't know that. They don't know you're an introvert. They don't know that you feel like you're unable to. They don't know that. They don't know that story. This person that you want to go talk to does not know that story. Which means you can show up any way you want to. You can show up as the most confident person in the world. They wouldn't know the difference. And I say this not solely because this is what drives me of they don't know that. The same sort of way that, why do I come in with these preconceived notions? Why do I consider myself an introvert? Why would I consider myself unable to do something? And this is the entire basis of why I'm doing the show and what I want to teach here, you see. Because I want to encourage you, rather than hiding, rather than feeling like you're unable to, I ask you, do not hide your imperfections. Wear them as a badge of honor. Because when you do, you disarm that fear. And you reveal your true bravery. This is your opportunity to choose exactly how you want to show up and how others can see you. And here I am, years later, willingly coming out in a bow tie when nobody else has, willingly coming out to get your attention on me, because it's my chance to reveal exactly who it is that I want to see and let you see that same person as well. So welcome, everybody. And once again, may I have your attention.